We are going to get started with Dr. Kim Cassada, who is our forage specialist from MSU. And Kim, welcome to Hello. Virtual breakfast this morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. I was asked to come visit with you this morning a little bit about alfalfa harvest management. Just want to take a few minutes to introduce this this new extension material that was actually developed for the Ag Innovations program last year, but Phil really liked it. I like it too. So we decided that we wanted to finalize this and use it more widely. And this was an effort by a large group of people on the field crops team, which I didn't include their names on here for space reasons, but I think probably almost everybody had some input into this. And just trying to come up with some agreement for what a typical alfalfa management calendar would look like across the state. So what you're looking at here is over on the left-hand side, we have the weeks of the growing season. And we've broken that up by the southern tier counties, the central counties, the north central counties, and the most far north counties in the lower peninsula and all of the upper peninsula. And tried to make some predictions for you as to what you should be doing at different times of year with your alfalfa crop. And I think one of the key things to take home with this, and this illustrates it really well, is the fact that the conditions in the southern part of the state are not going to be the same as the ones in the northern part. I think we all know that. But it's really dramatic when you are looking at how that growing season of length of the growing season affects your ability to get multiple cuts of alfalfa. So down in the lower most southern tier of counties, we have people who on a very regular basis will get four cuts. A lot of them will get five cuts, and we have a few overachievers who can actually get six cuts on their alfalfa in this region. But if you move up to the northern part of the state, a two-cut system is much more normal, and occasionally they can get a third cut in. And this is just a result of the way alfalfa responds to temperature and daylight and just the length of the growing season. Basically, in the northern part of the state, not only is the growing season shorter, but alfalfa does not grow as fast. So you can see that the length of the interval between the first and the second cut is quite a bit longer than it's possible to get in the southern part of the state, where a 28-day interval is our ideal. So this year has been a little bit strange due to the cold and now wet weather, but hopefully everyone in their alfalfa fields has been able to get their spring fertilizer on. You'll see that this calendar for the southern part of the state is saying that you should have started scouting for alfalfa weevils last week. That's probably a little bit early given how cold it has been, because weevils are temperature dependent, so they're a little bit behind like all the rest of us. And this is looking for where I'm at in the state, that our first cutting should be coming off in about 3 days, and I can tell you that that is not going to be happening. We'll talk about that a little bit more here in a minute. And I suspect that is going to be moved back as well as we go further up the state. So how do people determine when it's time to cut their alfalfa? There are two basic systems that we use, and one that's primarily used in Michigan is the growing degree day system. And this is based on temperature and alfalfa's response to warm weather in terms of accumulating growth. Our recommendations are that for a bunk silo, you should begin harvesting when you have accumulated about 680 growing degree days. And I should point out that for alfalfa, we use a 41 degree base system. The corn system uses 50 degrees. And the data that Jeff just showed us for weather, I believe, was based on the 50 degree system. So the maps would look a little bit different if it was done on based on 41 degrees, but still we're behind. And in an upright silo, you can go a little bit longer, and we target beginning harvest at 750 growing degree days. And there's a really nifty tool on the EnviroWeather website called the Alfalfa Cutting Model. If you go in the field crop section and click on over in the left-hand menu, you can click on this model and you can plug in your location based on your nearest EnviroWeather station, and it will actually calculate the growing degree days for you. I looked at these yesterday, so the most recent data that was up there actually was the 15th, I think. But in East Lansing, we were at 395 growing degree days, 271 in Lake City, 161 in Chatham. And just to look at this from perspective, if we were able to gain 25 growing degree days per day in East Lansing based on the 41 degree system from here on out, it would take us 12 days before we would get to 680 growing degree days, which would target our first cut to potentially begin around the 28th of May, which based on this calendar is about a week late. And we might get there. We'll see. Jeff says it's going to be warm. Our second system is the PEAK system, and that stands for Predictive Equations for Alfalfa Quality. And this one is primarily based on the height of the alfalfa. So based on whether you're looking at vegetative bud or flower stage alfalfa, we have calibration equations that are based on the height of the tallest stem in the stand. This does have to be calibrated for regions of the country, so you need to be careful that you're using a calibration that is appropriate for where you are at. And you can actually buy sticks that have, actually they don't have height units on them, they're actually measured in the forage quality units. For example, a stick would be measured in units of NDF so that you don't have to do the conversion, you just measure the height of your tallest stem and it will tell you. For example, that when bud stage alfalfa is 28 inches tall, NDF is going to be about 38%, which is the same target that we have in the earliest growing degree day stage. So the take-home message from this is you really don't even need a peak stick. You can just target harvest to begin when your bud stage alfalfa is about 28 inches tall. We find in general that the peak system is more accurate than growing degree days when weather is unusual. And the weather has definitely been unusual this year. My prediction is going to be that because our alfalfa growth seems to be compressed into a shorter period of time, I suspect we're actually going to be hitting this NDF target at a slightly lower height than this, but it still should be It's still a useful tool to use. And then I wanted to just make a few comments about the age-old dilemma of whether to plant corn or harvest alfalfa. We like to see our corn go in before May 15th, obviously. There's a lot of corn around here that is not in, and it's obviously after May 15th. And the alfalfa would be ready maybe around the end of the month. People are still going to be planting corn. So what should they do? And the advice of every agronomist that I've ever talked to who is in the forage area is, and even some of the corn people, stop planting your corn. Harvest the alfalfa on time and then go back to planting the corn, because you're going to take a bigger hit in value from having your alfalfa be late than you are from having your corn be late. And the reason for this is largely based on the fact that alfalfa loses quality very rapidly in the first cutting of the year. And this is just looking at crude protein, nutrient detergent fiber, fiber digestibility, and relative feed quality for cuttings made in the spring, summer, or fall. See, there's not much effect on crude protein as the alfalfa gets older, but we're going to gain a half to a point of NDF for every day that we are late, and we do not want NDF to be going up. NDF is a value that is better when it is lower. Our NDF digestibility is going to be going down, and that one is a variable that we would like to be higher rather than lower. And we're going to lose 4 to 5 points per day on our relative feed quality or relative feed value. This is bad. And you can see that in the summer and fall cuttings, we don't have nearly as rapid a loss. So if you try and calculate this into a forage value, that hay is often priced on its relative feed value. That's usually worth about $1 to $2 per point per ton. So if you took that 4-point drop up here and converted that to a typical 2-ton per acre first cutting yield, that's going to be worth $8 to $16 per acre per day of delay. You can also convert that into milk production if you're not cutting it as hay to be sold. And that would be worth about a half a pound of milk per day when that feed is actually fed. On the other hand, when you plant corn after May 15th, you're going to lose potentially 2 to 3 bushels per acre per day for every day that you are late. And at current corn prices, that's worth $8 to $12 per acre per day of delay. So we're a little bit less loss that way than you are from the alfalfa. But the other key thing here to consider is that if you do end up with poor forage quality on your alfalfa, you really can't make that up by feeding it more, by feeding more corn. And most dairy farmers are going to be growing that alfalfa on their farm. And it's not something that's easy to go out and buy better quality haylage. Another point, Phil wrote an article a few weeks ago that brought out some of this. And I've followed up on this a little bit more and dug up some more data to look at it. And that is that in an alfalfa cutting system, typically our first cut is the largest single cut of the year. What you're looking at here is data based on 5 years of our Michigan alfalfa variety testing at 4 different locations, with each of the different colors in the bar is representing a cutting. So in the lower part of the state where the conditions are better, such as the Thumb and East Lansing, we're typically going to see that first cutting is 33 to 34% of our annual alfalfa yield. But as you go farther north where our yields are coming down, our first cutting yield is really not that much different. It's pretty similar if you just look at yield of the first cutting across the state. But because you end up with fewer cuttings and less total yield in those cuttings, at our Lake City and Chatham locations, we're looking at 47 to 48% of your annual alfalfa yield is going to be in that first cutting, which makes that a much larger percentage of your forage inventory that you need to be concerned about getting off at optimal quality. And I believe that is all I had prepared. If there's any questions or discussions on any of that, I'd be happy to take some.
Kim, we did have a question from Jason asking about scouting for alfalfa weevil. Mm-hmm. And he's asking, he says, alfalfa weevil starts around 300 growing degrees, I believe. What is the base temp that's used for alfalfa weevil?
That actually might be a better question for Chris. I basically go on the date that we look at, but how we achieve that date, I don't know. Chris, do you know what that temperature is?
I think on the EnviroWeather site, for most insects, it's base 50, but a lot of times, depending on who's calculating it, they might use 48.
Okay.
I mean, I'm talking Fahrenheit.
Right.
You know, so, and I'm actually not sure if I go and look at the EnviroWeather site.
I did check for you, Chris. It's 48.
Okay. 48. Yeah. Okay. They can start pretty early. In fact, it's on my to-do list, which if you were to see me, you can hear my to-do list here. I have sweep some alfalfa on campus with my students just to look for alfalfa weevil.
Yeah. So. We haven't seen, it's not at a stage yet where we are seeing damage on our plants, but that doesn't mean that they're not beginning to be out there, which is why we need to go out when we're scouting and sweep and actually do counts.
Yeah.
And I also have from Christine, in Ontario, it's based 9 degrees Celsius, but I'm not sure what that is in Fahrenheit. It's 48.2. So you're right on track. Kim, I have a question for you that has come up when I've been on some farms, and it has to do with the relationship of growing degree days with our new alfalfa technology, the Harv Extra and Alpharex, which are both reduced or low lignin varieties. How will those growing degree days affect these new technology alfalfas?
Well, that is a very good question, and one that we don't have enough data yet to answer because the technology is so new. But that is one of the things that we are trying to look at with the trials that I'm currently running throughout the state. So hopefully by the end of this growing season, I'll have some useful numbers where I might be able to answer that better and compare how the growing degree day system stacks up with actual forage quality on these improved quality varieties. Because I'm pretty sure it's going to affect it. So, you know, those predictions were developed probably 20 years ago. And a lot has changed in alfalfa varieties since then. So I think it's worth a second look at that, even if we didn't have low lignin. Because one of the things that has changed is that we're now growing alfalfa in Michigan that is a higher fall dormancy than what we traditionally grew here. And alfalfa varieties with a higher fall dormancy grow faster. And that may very well be affected by the temperature.
I have been checking some alfalfa fields, Kim, and I've seen alfalfa at 18 inches in height already in the thumb. It's looking pretty good. It's growing fast. We've not had the rain or the delays, I should say, and the alfalfa has just exploded in this area. So I think we're going to be close to being on track for cutting about the 25th to the 26th of May, right around Memorial Day weekend. That's when it comes. So.
Yep. So. I have noticed that, at least in this area, alfalfa broke dormancy very late compared to what we expect, but it has made up for lost time in a big way. And exploding is a very good word to use to describe what it's doing. So it's making up for part of the temperature deficiency.